Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget.
There is this claim that marriage is an achievement. My focus at this point is to share with you what I understand about that claim. Now, before I get into that, I'd like to first start by helping you see what marriage actually means. Marriage is not just legal union of a man and woman that wants to have sex. It's not it. Marriage is not just something that people have to do so that their parents stop disturbing them. Marriage is not what you do because everybody's not asking you, this one, you and this guy is moving all the time, or this guy is, you and this guy is moving all the time. You should get married so that we know where you stand. That's not what marriage is. Marriage is not something you do because you want to be respected. Last year, I was going to one of my cousins. He said something that I laughed. He said, I should do and get married so that they will start respecting me or give me my full respect. And in my head, I'm like, who cares about your respect? Now, generally, I'm, of course, my wife should respect me. If you're a mother, you should respect me. From your boss, you should respect me. Seriously, I've thought about this matter of respect to an extent, and I've found out this. If you respect me, it doesn't increase my bank account. If you respect me, it doesn't mean that when I want to write articles, I write better articles. Now, respect is something you should do if you are a sane human being. But, of course, it doesn't matter that much. Now, the next thing I looked at is, so what you are trying to tell me is that what you accord more respect to people just because they are married. That was how I come to realize once again that for some people, when you are married, you have made an achievement and the respect that is due to you will be accorded to you. My sister, that is not the essence of marriage. Marriage is a union between a guy, a lady, who understand that they have need for each other and they now decide to unite forces together to produce multiplied effect. I derive my definition of marriage from this, from a statement either in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, where the Bible say that two are better than one because when one chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. So one of the key reasons why I'm going to marry is not just about procreation. One of the key reasons why I'm going to marry is this, that I want to unite force with a woman so that if I'll be able to reach out to 1,000 people with the message in my mouth, with the uniting force of that woman, we'll be able to reach out more. I want to unite force with a woman who maybe she's a fashion designer, so that when she combines my own suggestion, my ideas, my wisdom, my leadership as a husband, and even I have to join her hands to pray together, she'll be able to create designs that never existed. She'll be able to break records in her own career. That is what marriage is all about. That's at least my own understanding. It's not about, oh, now I'm married, I have children. Now people will, at least somebody will be able to answer my name. That's one of the serious reasons why I should get married. But it's because I don't know who is Nelson Mandela's child today, but of course, I don't know about his children, but I just know about the man. My being remembered or not forgotten is not about the children I give birth to. It's about my impact on the world and not about the children. Now, having understood what marriage is, I'd like to tell you another thing. Marriage can become a distraction to you. If you are getting married when you should be laying foundation for your future, if you are getting married when you should be going to school, if you are getting married when you should be preparing yourself for the reality of marriage or being able to perform your function effectively as a married person, then marriage at that point is a distraction to you, it's not an achievement. A lot of ladies abandon school because they want to get married so that they will not become Mrs. Okafor or Mrs. Ayodeji, you know, those kind of things. And I say clearly, please, if marriage distracts you from very crucial things you have to do, if marriage denies you trainings you have to go through, if it denies you time for preparation, then my sister, it is not an achievement to you. Having said that, I want to now show you what the achievement in marriage is. Marriage becomes an achievement to you when the real purpose for marriage becomes a reality in your own case. That is to say, when you're coming together with that man becomes a uniting force to produce more than double results. That is when marriage becomes an achievement to you. It becomes an achievement to you when you're uniting together with a man, result in giving birth to children who you will be able to raise to become arrows in God's hands. There's something God said about Abraham that I found very challenging. And for me as a man who is looking forward to getting married one day and giving birth to six children, one of the things I actually don't laugh about the six children, I'm serious. Now, it's only God that will change that, God or my wife that will change that plan. When I say this, women say it's stressful for the woman to give birth. I say, God can just give me 6 children one day. My wife will have one pregnancy and we'll be done. Now, what I'm saying is that God said about Abraham, he said, I trust this guy because he'll be able to teach his children what I have given to him, the instruction I've given to him. That tells me something. When God is sending children into my home, it's not about so that he'll send me children and me children that will take care of my possession, or so that I'll be able to show off my classmate that are now married, or show to the witch in my village to say, now you were witching me before, now I don't give birth to children. So that's a joke. There's no witch anywhere that can successfully hurt me in any way. So that's not the essence of marriage. The essence of marriage is that I give birth to children who are arrows in God's hands. They were dispatched in my hands for training, for orientation and grooming. And marriage becomes an achievement when the union between me and my wife becomes successful training of these children in God's hand. Do you know why I'm telling you this? Because if the union between me and my wife result in splitting of our forces, then it's not marriage. There are people that have gotten married to men who shut down the purpose of God in their lives. I mean, everyone that was born on earth is born on earth for an assignment. Every girl was born on the earth for an assignment. One of the assignments is not that she'll be suppressed. Therefore, if your marriage your own case means that you get married to a man who tells you I have all the money in the whole world, just sit down at home and do nothing. My sister, I don't think it is actually an achievement. It's an achievement when marriage becomes a uniting force that prepares you to become who you are supposed to be and prepares a man to become all that he's supposed to be. The implication is this: if a man asking for your hand in marriage is the kind of man that wants to marry you, tie you down at home and not allow you to do anything, the chances are very high that marriage is not an achievement. In the same vein, if I'm trying to get married to a lady and I look at this girl and the girl looks like this girl is not being any form of filial support to me, it does not mean she should be an engineer because I'm an engineer or something like that. No, that's not what I'm saying. It means that there's something that is so in her that when we come together, she will be able to compliment me where I have weakness. It's only when marriage becomes this kind of thing that marriage can be described and as an achievement. That is why I tell you, don't rush into marriage because you want to answer Mrs. Okafo. I mean, what is your own? The thing is this, many will answer Mrs. Okafo, but there's nothing interesting about their lives, about their marriage, apart from that they are answering Mrs. Okafo. And they have transferred the responsibility for their upkeep to a man who makes the money and gives to them. I do not think that's the kind of marriage you want. Now, another thing I want to tell you, if you actually want your marriage to be an achievement, you have to prepare yourself for a profitable marriage. Yes, you have to prepare yourself for a profitable marriage. Nobody is born on earth resourceful. People come on earth and by virtue of their deliberate actions, develop themselves into become resourceful people. A lot of times what happens is that ladies do not want to read. It's not all the time. A lot of time, that's the reality. They just read very minimal to pass exam. They don't want to learn and develop their brain capacity so that they can think. That is why I think a lot of times they are not able to take on strategic positions in organizations. Those who take extra time to study and develop themselves, they are able to get promoted faster than even the guys. What I'm telling you this is that even as it applies to your marriage, applies to child training, I want you to settle down and develop your capacity to become a resource person to your husband. Like I said, you must not be a media person because you want to marry Brigitte and Brigitte is a media person. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you should just learn about basic things in life. You should learn about things that apply to almost everybody. Maybe when I have to discuss things with you, you have very useful information, useful suggestion that should come out from your mouth. So there are people you talk with them, you just know that they are reasoning from base 10 and your base 2. And the two things cannot work together. So you have to just do your best to develop your brain capacity. It's not about going to school and getting first class. That is very good, a round of applause for yourself. But I want you to go beyond that first class to developing your capacity. Most of what you know in your head is statistics because you go first class in statistics. Go and learn about home building. Go and learn about family management. Go and learn about some basic things that applies to your husband, applies to family, applies to building your home and stuff like that. So when you're able to do that, you develop yourself into a resource person. And then when the man who obviously should have also developed himself will unite force with you, you will be able to produce great and innumerable results that will turn around the world. There's something Miles Morales said about his wife before they died. Said that he likes it when his wife gives him suggestions, points out corrections to him, and gives him inspiration. That is what a man, a powerful man, a very intelligent man said about his wife. For you to become resourceful to a very resourceful person, my sister, you have to be resourceful as well. You can't do that with an empty head. And that is why I say, if you're actually getting for a profitable marriage and a marriage as an achievement, you have to develop your capacity to be able to do the works, to be able to carry your duties in the marriage effectively. There's something I said to Brigitte Bey. I said, I wouldn't want it to happen that my 27-year-old boy will look at you or listen to you talk and say that, mommy, you are old-fashioned. For what? My wife has to constantly read all the days of her life, because she will combine wisdom of old age and reading of the current realities to give my son advice. My son is going to be extremely intelligent, but he will know that mommy is super intelligent. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The key thing I'm saying, that marriage is not an achievement just because you are not married and most people around you are not married. Marriage becomes an achievement for you when the essence of marriage, which is uniting force between two people to produce multiple results, becomes reality in your home. When the essence of marriage, which is to raise godly children, becomes reality in your home, it's when that thing happens that we can now say that your marriage is an achievement.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Brigitte Ward, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insights and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brogid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brogid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brogid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @BrigitteWard.